Unfortunately, JT Valor isn't here this week. But I am. Welcome into another episode of Incense Podcast with me, Casual Coops, Pogo Milo UK, Ian Waterfall, and of course, Masterful27. And it feels so good to be back as a foursome again after I think it's 3 weeks, gents. But more importantly, how...
3 weeks?
Is it? Okay, I hadn't finished my sentence. But more importantly, how is everyone today?
Let's get the facts in straight away.
I'm gutted JT's not here. Miss him. I miss him already.
Miss JT.
Miss him. Nice guy.
Bear man. Marky. Over casual man.
Maybe we'll have to make some phone calls, get somebody else on soon.
In all seriousness, it's good to be back as a quartet.
I've said this once before, but I will say it again because you want to hear it. Yes, the podcast is better without me. We know this now, okay? We know this. Everyone knows this. Let's move on from that.
You could say we're both auditioning for that role, Coops, because I'm sure people think the same when I'm not on it.
Yeah, the amount of time me and you have been off it, it's like we're auditioning, aren't we?
Yeah.
Please keep us on.
Hey, if I left, you'd probably double the downloads in a week.
Oh, don't be silly.
What, when's he going to get off this show?
Don't do that to yourself. It was like that poll where we said who's had the most episodes off and people still voted for you, Ian, even though you've not missed anything.
I know, in 123 weeks I've been
so
here.
I've missed
literally,
three.
I have no life. Even when I've been traveling.
Ever present.
He's always here. He's dedicated.
To be fair, Ian, even though you did clarify at the start of the show, it isn't normally me that's like, episode 110. I'm like, Ian, is that right? And you always cut in, so fair play to you for cutting in. So yeah, it's been 3 weeks, boys, and it's good to be back, but everyone is all right, yeah? Everyone's good?
We're surviving.
Yeah, I think we're all melting. We're definitely not used to this sort of heat in the UK. I think we said the same last year, actually, as well.
Yes.
And we'll say the same next year as well, probably.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we will do.
And
as Newcombe said on his vlog last week, British buildings are made to keep heat in.
Yes.
They really are.
It's true. Facts.
Educational.
It'll be weird in the UK, wouldn't it, seeing like an aircon vent in a building? You'd be like, why is that?
I've seriously considered buying one.
Honestly, it is so hot. Now, we have a lot of listeners over in America. Now, tell them what temperature it's been over the last sort of week, because literally, I've struggled to sleep, and I do not struggle to sleep.
Well, here in London, it's been about 31 degrees Celsius, which I think is, what, 90 or so Fahrenheit?
Yes.
86.
Yeah.
Yeah, 86 degrees Fahrenheit.
Southwest, we've had it at about 26, 27 degrees, which is about 82, 83 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah, we've had 27 degrees up here, but it's not a nice heat. It's a very sticky heat. If that makes sense.
Do you know what I love? Everyone that's listening from America right now are like laughing at us. They're like, look at these
and
idiots.
Probably Australia
90,
as well. 90,
yeah. They're like, this is laughable. Like,
yeah,
I saw...
we're like 81 degrees. We're sweating and I'm not complaining. It's just uncomfortable. And it doesn't cool down at night. That is one of the issues. It does not cool down at night. So
I saw this article and it was like someone from America and they were like, as if it's breaking news in America that it's like 90 degrees Fahrenheit or something. And I was like, don't take the Do not take this. It's very hot here. Yeah.
It's the fact that they issue weather warnings and stuff like that. It's like, oh, it's going to be 28 degrees Celsius. You better be careful. Actually, that's realistically a
UK,
nice summer's
when
day.
When it's warm, they just go, it's hotter than Jamaica. Like, okay, for one day, maybe for 2 seconds.
Yeah. It's 4 a.m.
It's hotter than Mexico. This weekend, hotter than Greece.
Like rolling temperature competition or something.
They do
like
that, though.
Big
they
news.
Do actually do that. That's really fun. That really tickled
me. And there's always
me,
a picture of people like on the beach.
Fully clothed.
Like droves of people
on the beach.
What
they're actually doing is preparing us all for a cold open into an introductory with someone else. It's like, that's how you gauge a conversation with someone new. Is, Did you know it was hotter here than Jamaica?
Yeah.
There you go.
There's everybody on the beach at Portsmouth or Bournemouth or somewhere on the south coast.
Yeah.
Did you say Portsmouth, Ian?
I did say Portsmouth.
Oi.
I think we should visit there at some point, didn't you?
We definitely should.
Yeah.
Anyway, I love what you did there, bro. I like that. But anyway, right, boys, it's good to be back, especially with my three best friends of all time. Oh, how cringe am I?
Aww.
But ladies and gents, it's
we
now...
We haven't got an R.
It's now time to...
Pop your incense as champions. Let's go.
But you lot know what to do. There's really no need to say this after. What did you say, E? 120...
123. Episode 123.
Wow. 123 episodes.
Keeps you done 23 of them. Don't panic. Chill out.
Heard it all before, Mark. You heard it all before. But yes, if you are listening to this episode whilst grinding out Pokemon Go and you do manage to get a shiny Preffy, but anything sick like a Hundo or a Galarian Bird on the Incense or whatever, do not forget to tag us on our social media. And all of our social media is just going to be at Incense Podcast. But the main one is to tag us on Twitter at Incense Podcast. And when you do, make sure you hashtag Shinies of the Week so we can find you. And of course, I can't tell you the hashtag without JT telling you to.
Could you please clarify that spelling for me? Please.
And of course, I will clarify that. You're begging me, mate. You're begging me. I missed you last week, but you're begging me. So yes, S-H-I-N-I-E-S-O-F-T-H-E-W-E-E-K. I can see all the boys staring at me like, spell it right, spell it right.
Counting, spell it right. Counting the letters.
Yes. Yeah, yes. Know, I got that right. ABCs come and see.
One, two, three.
You know, after last week, I even Googled what it is in binary.
Did you actually?
I did, check that in. Yeah. I bet someone's done it as well. We need to search by that.
Hang on. According to Google, 01010011, 01101000, 01101001, 01101110, 01101001, 01100101, 01110011, 01101111, 01100110, 01110100, 01101000, 01100.
Error, you've got no characters left. You've got no characters left.
We're going to get our runtime.
01100101, 01100101, 01100111.
And that's the episode. Thank you very much for tuning in.
See you next week.
I didn't catch some of that. Can you repeat it again for me?
No, we can't.
No, could you clarify that binary?
Yes.
We're going to get all the bot accounts now. You've basically given computer program the hashtag.
I'm going to say, and if hashtag Shinies of the Week isn't long enough, try that one, guys. Good luck with that one. Hashtag 111.
We'll just clip that for the future.
Yeah. I like that, Ian. Yeah, definitely, yeah.
God, I'm shiny. Seriously.
It's a shiny Ian.
It's a shiny
Speaking
Ian.
Of, it's now time for Shiny Happy Puggle. No, it's not really, but it's time for the game to know you.
And now, children, it's time for Getting to Know You with the Incensed Podcast.
Obviously, my Getting to Know You question this week came from Googling top 50 best questions to ask your lover or best friend or husband or wife. Or you know me, boys. The reason why I picked this one, Ian's right, it's bloody hot at the moment. I'm struggling to sleep. And while I've been with the missus, I don't know about anyone else that's listening, but she sleeps with like 800 pillows. She has like four main pillows, then another two, then nine scatter cushions. There's just cushions everywhere.
Hashtag woman.
Yeah. Because it's so hot. I've been like, babe, like, I'm drowning in pillows as it is, and I don't mind it, like, when it's cool and a bit chilly. But when it's boiling hot, there's just a lot going on. So I sort of said to her, look, can we compromise and sort of get rid of, you know, most of the pillows, and we'll go down
at
to
least
maybe, like,
40
15 pillows. Yeah.
We'll go down to two.
Yes, two there.
So my question to you three guys is, and forget the weather, this is just on a normal night when you lay your bed. How many pillows do you guys sleep with?
One.
A singular pillow.
Two.
Ah, okay.
Coops.
I'm one as well. Yeah, I'm one as well.
Yeah.
And how many pillows do you have on your bed when you lay it then?
Two. Yeah. One on each side.
Same.
Yep,
two.
Same. You must have four then, Mark.
Pillows or cushions? We're talking about pillows.
Pillows. I've got a really...
Are we including the decorative ones?
That's true, actually.
Mine's at least 759 then. No, I've said two.
We're not including Pokemon cushions.
Ah, oh, damn.
So we have... five, including one cushion.
So two each and one decorative, I guess.
What, I put one between my legs because it's easy. It's more comfy to sleep. So I have one that goes between my legs.
There we go.
I don't know why I find that funny.
My knees, I should say.
Oh, under the knees, okay.
Marky, do you actually? Yeah. But you put a little cushion between your legs?
Yeah, because I wake up with cramp otherwise. It helps me. It works good, yeah.
I feel like the new hashtag, we're like 1, 2, 1, 1, 4, 5.
1, 2, 4.5.
So yeah, Marky boy, you can wrap that pillow question up however you see that. Wrap that up like no, like a pillow. No,
pillow
like,
talk.
Sorry, yours is better than mine, but yeah, mate, pillow talk that up as much as you like for the poll. But boys, I do have a second question for you all. What's the longest you've gone without sleep? And why? Ian Waterfall, let's have you first with your one pillow.
The longest, I had to think about this, the longest I've gone without sleep is approximately about 36, 37 hours. Back when I was actually in high school and we did a sponsored stay awake. So you stayed awake all day, then you stayed awake overnight in the school hall for charity. And then you obviously stay awake the whole next day as well. So it was about 36, 37 hours.
36, 37 hours. Now, Pogo Milo, if you say a 24-hour Pokemon Go grind, I'm going to kill you. So what's your answer? Unless that's it. Listen, if that's it, we'll take it.
Well, you would think so, but no. The longest I've done as a sleepless stretch.
I've done a 48-hour grind.
was about 3 days back at uni. And that was down to
three days,
two nights with no sleep.
You'd be hallucinating, surely.
Nearly killed me. It was down to a university project, massive sort of complications. Wow. I was head editor of a group of people, and two of the three of them, like as sort of more typical university students, disappeared. But at film school, if you don't produce something, then it screws everybody else over in their project. So it would have meant that at least 50% of the course wouldn't have been able to complete the module. So I discussed with the producers who were on it and just worked through the night completing all these bits and pieces. So it was a long haul. Much cider was consumed, and I would not recommend it to anybody.
I wouldn't be drinking alcohol if I was trying to stay awake.
So that's when I switched alcohol to coffee, then back and forth. But that's why a 24-hour Pokemon Go grind is like, okay, yeah, that's all right, because I've done a lot worse.
Mate, so how many hours is that then?
I don't know.
But you say 3.5 days, or do you say 2.5 days?
3 days, two nights. So basically 3 days.
72 hours, then, isn't it? Three days.
Marky boy, I'm going to say that you can't beat that, but what's yours?
I'm not far off it.
Oh, fair.
Yeah, I'm just working it out now. When I worked in Australia, I used to work at a bar in Melbourne, and they had 24-hour drinking laws in Melbourne when I was out there. I used to do the Sunday to Thursday shifts in the bar, and whenever we had the weekend, my weekend would start at the end of my Thursday night shift. So the weekend would start the Friday morning, and we did it a handful of times. We did an all-weekender session out there, and it meant we had house parties during the afternoons and nights a couple of times over the weekend, and we were out. So I was very much drinking alcohol for the majority of it. But yeah, that's why I left Australia, because it would have killed me if I'd stayed out there.
Long time.
I'd be up from 4 p.m. on the Thursday, and my head would hit the pillow Sunday at 4 p.m. 3 hours before my shift would start Sunday night. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, that would be 72 hours. Literally 72 hours. And I've got photos, and if anyone's like, I might dig them out and share them with you boys on me on day two and day three of some like 72-hour benders.
It's not pretty. Yeah.
It ain't pretty, but the country is. Yeah, I did that when I was 28, Milo. So you got that, Milo, you can do that. I want a 72-hour Pokemon Go grind. I want to see it.
Let's just hope it's a really good event.
Will YouTube be able to upload that 9-hour video?
I could make it work, trust me. Phone up YouTube. I've got a particularly big file I need to upload.
Marky, in all your photos, do your bags under your eyes just get bigger and bigger and bigger as the 3 days go on?
Day one looks amazing. It looks like catalogue poses, but after that, it's a mess.
Yeah. I'm glad you made it home, mate. We need you for the polls and the quizzes. But I feel really boring. Like, my answer feels really boring because I've literally been asleep for like 24 hours, and it's purely, I've done nothing exciting like you guys, not gone on like 48-hour sessions. I've not done anything like that. I've literally obviously got up in the morning at like 9, 10 o'clock in the morning, gone to my friends that night for a sleepover, and we've gone, oh, should we do an all-nighter? So literally my answer's just 24 hours and purely for like a sleepover when I was younger with a friend because we were playing PlayStation all night, Grand Theft Auto. Well, boys, thank you for joining me for some pillow talk. See, Mark, I was trying to think over the last few minutes how I could fit that in there. And yeah, excited to see the results of your poll later on. But boys, about a week ago, just under, unfortunately, Beach Week is finally over. I'm just really interested to know what everybody thought of Beach Week. And I've got a little surprise for you all at the end of this chat. What did everybody think of Beach Week? Were we happy with it? Too many crabs? What do we all think?
I'll wait for the little surprise at the end.
It's not crabs.
It's probably going to offer us an STD.
No.
Save the date. Get your mind out of the gutter, young lad. I liked it. A bit like Ian's actually said in the past, you know, I keep thinking I don't like water Pokemon as much as I probably do. It was a nice event where you could chase things that were in the wild. The spotlight hour in the middle of it was beautiful. I think that was a lovely concept, which we've spoken about. The opportunity to get the new shiny that was released for its launcher was very good. Didn't get one myself. They're in the wild, and there was plenty of the five nice throw tasks, which is probably what you want. But like I said, there was things I wanted from it, but inevitably I didn't get anything that I wanted out of it. So next year when we get this again, let's hope they stick around a bit more. But no, I think the spawns were about right. They were a good mixture of all of them. Ironically, on the driest week we've had in the UK, the water event.
Well, beach week. It felt like beach weather, to be honest.
It did, to be fair.
Sort of beach weather.
It did rain on one day, I think.
That was the water for the seafront. That was it. Yes, for the water types. Yes. I thought it was a pretty solid event. From the outset, it looked good. The spawns were sort of okay. My only complaint, I don't even mind the crabby, it was the Whalmer. Whalmer was everywhere. It's okay, like, fine, Whalmer as a spawn. I know plenty of people have the shiny, plenty of people who are going for excellent throws, maybe for leveling up or whatever, XP. But I don't know, Whalmer, when you're walking around, it's such an enormous Pokemon that you find Pokemon like sometimes a cluster of four other Pokemon, like Clauncher and all that sort of stuff, hiding underneath it that you can't see. So you have to clear the Whalmer. That's like a very minor gripe about the event. But overall, I loved it. I didn't get anything at all the entire event other than the Corphish for spotlight hour. Literally, like, no shinies, didn't get Clauncher, but enjoyed the quest grind, the Lapras back costume. People like to chase that. There was a lot to do, a lot to chase, and yeah, I had a fun time in the heat despite it being a bit of a slog, shall we say.
Yeah, it was a fun week. It was a good event. I liked the addition of Sandygast. The spawn pool was really good. I was checking every Finian that I actually could encounter, because that is the one shiny that I really would have liked other than Clauncher from this event. And nothing. End up getting two shinies throughout the event, and both of them were pretty dead. I got the Alolan Exeggutor, which was an accidental tap, yes. But again, I tapped it. I can't really complain. And yesterday, actually, to be fair, I got the Cacnea.
Oh,
wasn't even an event spawn.
That's a random one.
That was completely random. It wasn't an event spawn, but I got that. The special research, I think, well, I certainly got it gifted. I think a few of us got that research gifted. And I think $4.99 was a lot to pay for what you actually got, which was essentially just a Sandygast and the Surfer pose. But you'd pay a fiver for the pose anyway if it was in the store, so you're kind of just being gifted the pose.
It's another title, $4.99 for a Sandygast.
Yeah.
It's a title. But yeah. There it is.
On the whole, I did enjoy it. The Lapras with the bow was nice, but you know what? I wasn't really overly hatching eggs. I like the Water Festival generally, so I can't complain.
Yeah, I'm with you. So when I originally saw this and we had a little chat, like, I was kind of like, oh, like, it looks okay. But I did actually manage to play it, and I thought it was a really good week. I got a shiny Tentacle, but I ran away. I didn't bother catching it because I've got about nine of those.
Okay.
Yeah, no, but in general, like, I thought it was good. And obviously, I know we're going to talk a little bit about Axew Community Day, but there were a lot of Whalmers and Krabbies where I played.
There's so many. Yeah.
Yeah, which was kind of annoying. I was like, but again, we did have that challenge where we had to complete a number of nice throws. Now, I wanted to reach out to the listeners because I wanted them to sort of guess how many nice throws we all got. And obviously, Milo, you'll be shocked to know that a lot of people thought that you would get the most in thousands.
No way.
So what I'm going to do, I'm going to share with you guys what a few of the listeners thought. And then I actually screenshotted every single one of our totals
before the event ended. Prepared.
Homework.
This is new. So he took 123
proud
weeks.
Of me.
The new casual.
Yeah. So Lucy Davis said 5,000 nice throws for Milo, which again, Milo, I thought that was going to be a lot more for you. I thought you'd be in the 10,000s, to be honest. Magpie Malcolm says Milo, but we're all hoping Coops comes out to retirement to absolutely smash it one last time. Unfortunately not, Malcolm.
No.
Sue, Hermes Ninja, says, is this question a prank? she knew that Milo would be top. And Mr. Anderson, 7777, says, don't you mean noise throws? I like that. I thought that was very good.
I like that.
Very good.
Noise.
But boys, you'll be happy to know I didn't actually come last. I actually really contributed to this.
Did play.
What was it, like a challenge?
It was a global challenge.
The global challenge. It was a non-global challenge because we'd achieved that within like the first 28 hours.
Well, it went live at like 10 PM here in the UK, and then by the time that we'd all woken up for the event to actually start, we'd already done half of it.
I think Fleece King had done them all for us.
Yeah. Thank you, APAC.
Well, Ian, you'll be happy to know you did contribute as well. So, Ian, you did end off. Again, this was in the last hour, so you could have done a few more, but this is literally, like I said, just before the event wrapped up. So, Ian, you got 627 nice throws. Mark, you got 746. Milo, you did get a whopping, which is crazy. Bro, did you know you were seventh on my friend list? You know that?
Oh, was I?
Oh, yeah,
all you had to do was just scroll like an inch and you were there. Milo, you got 3,428.
That was all the Lapras failing to catch.
Expensive nice throws, weren't they, Milo?
Yes.
But lad, you'll be proud to know I actually made it into the four figures. Could you believe it?
No. Oh my days.
No, I can't.
I don't believe it.
No, I don't believe it.
So what you're basically saying is, Coops, I'm a loser.
We're the loser.
No, no one said that. No one said that.
You had 100 no, nice throws. I just played like that.
You did the least nice throws.
I was going to say, in my defense, I wasn't trying for nice, great, or excellent throws. If I was catching something, I was just like lobbing a ball.
To be fair, those Finians, they're so close to the screen. Just lob, 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 lob.
And in our defense, we threw more excellent throws, but it didn't capture it on the stats.
In my defense, I've got 55 hours in the office throughout the week.
What you can say, in my defense, I've got a job. Well,
yeah.
Can we have, who was it? We used to have a rural multiplier. Can we have an office job multiplier?
No, you'll be happy to know, boys, to wrap this up, I got 1,012. So between us all, GGs. We got over 5,000 nice throws, boys. So I thought that was GGs. I thought,
nice work.
Yeah. Definitely made a dent in that 30 million.
Yeah, yeah. Every little helps.
300
little
million, helps. Ian.
Was it 300 million?
Yeah. It sounds even more difficult.
Yeah, 300 million.
That shows how much interest I paid into it. And I think I even read the news out.
That's the thing, is the global challenge was half done by the time we woke up, and then before we'd even finished day one, it was already completed. Yeah. There you go. Bish, bash, bosh.
So Coops, it sounds like you had a free week then, doesn't it? Cue the noise, that'd be retracted.
As if you have it ready. I hate you. I'm surprised when I said it earlier you didn't do it then.
It was unwhipped.
I can't overuse the whip sound effect.
Yeah. No. I've had a few days off. Like I said, if there's a good event, I'll play it. And speaking of good events, Milo, I can see you starting to dribble. Do you want to talk about something?
I think it was you 2 weeks ago, Coops, that was doing the dribbling as you ran off as we did the news for Axe UConn Day. But yes, it was last Saturday. And I'm sure that's where most of the nice throws were completed. Boys, how was your Axie community day? Was it a scorcher? How was your shiny total? Did you get anything good? Let's start with Coops.
Honestly, I can't really believe I'm sort of announcing this because I've just announced that I played the beach week.
You
but I'm
banged
also
it out,
to
didn't
announce,
you, man?
I played Axie community day. Can I get a clap, please?
I've got a solid
here?
Week.
You know what? I think you deserve the long one.
I mean, as you did say, Milo, I was in the toilet last week and then in the dungeon with Home Slice Henry. But honestly, when this was announced, I was over the moon. Are you gonna edit this?
We're
down
gonna fade it out. As you talk, keep going.
I'm gonna fade it definitely.
Yeah. You can keep that in. That's funny.
That's the sound of the audience leaving now.
Encore.
Please leave the auditorium.
But when this was announced, I could not believe it. Because, listen, we knew in it. We were like, it's coming. Gibble. We just knew it was coming.
It's 11 months and 3 weeks till Goomy.
Excited. And I'm still
sort of
excited.
Now.
I managed to get like 20-odd shinies. I thought the shiny rate was a little bit tough, actually, for me. But I Mega Evolved an Altaria, I think. I got like 1,900 XL candy. And I didn't even play the last 40 minutes. If I'd done, I would have got over 2,000 XL candy. I maxed two hundos. Unfortunately, I didn't get a wild shundo. I didn't get a wild hundo. I'd already had two hundo Axews from before. And I think, Ian, you traded me a lucky hundo.
I did at GoFest finale last year.
Yes, and that was the first ever trade, wasn't it, when we sat down?
Yeah, when we was in the chicken restaurant, yeah.
Yeah, it was. But yeah, so Ian, I maxed your lundo.
If it comes to chicken, dude, I remember where I was and when.
True. There was loads of people out. It was amazing. It was, like I said to you, a great day, amazing Pokemon, amazing XL. Sorry to be negative, but you only need three four shinies. I never understand this community day hype of 40, 50. It doesn't make sense in my head. So like I said, I got 20 odd, but yeah, amazing day. I think it's the hype that we needed because community days have been a little bit sort of dry for a few months. It was amazing. Amazing day. What about you, Ian?
No chicken consumed, although I actually did make some schnitzel turkey actually on Sunday after community day. But that aside, I had quite a nice community day.
Mark, what about you? That's enough.
I took it, and this is becoming quite a regular thing now, I took it quite relaxed. Although I did end up on 22 shinies, which was more than I thought, because in the first half of the community, I struggled to get to anywhere near even 10. It was tough. The shinies weren't coming through overly for me. No particularly good ones, and I got a 98% axew from the special research on the very last check. But on the whole, nothing really good. In terms of XL, did a similar number to you, Coops. I think I ended up on about 1,700 XL.
That's mental.
Over the course of the day. Did a few trades here and there, but didn't really get anything good out of those. However, what I will say, and this is a controversial opinion, and Milo's probably going to pass out when I say this, I actually think they should turn down the shiny rates for communities, because I totally agree with you, Coops, that we don't need these stupid numbers of shinies from a community day. Yeah. I remember the days when you'd get 6 or 7 shinies from your community, and that was a good day. And I can understand why the rates have been adjusted and we're getting sort of 20, 30, 40 from a community, but I genuinely don't think we need that many. I honestly wish to turn the shiny rates just down a smidge. Although I did enjoy it and looking forward to Goomy next year.
Counting the days.
I will agree actually with that, Ian. But then again, one of the hours I played, it felt like they turned the shiny rates off. So I kind of got a nicer span across it. But I had a great community day, actually. I met up with one of the local players in town that I live in now, Ash. Shout out to Ash, the trainer. That's a great name, isn't it, Ash, for a Pokemon mate who's playing the game. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
What's his surname? Yeah. If you tell him it's Catchum, then that's Catchum, it.
Yeah, yeah. We decided to meet up and we said, listen, we're going to play Axew Community Day. And we did. And we had an absolute blast, the two of us, going around playing the game. We set ourselves a bit of a challenge, you know, just off a whim. So first to 10 shows, a bite to a pint. We just had a really good day. You know, there were other people out playing the game that we saw as well. The sort of 7, 8 people that we saw. We can maybe do some events in the future. Doing all 3 lucky trades was fun, or special trades was fun. We got a lucky on our first special trade. That was a result.
Nice.
I 12, maxed
13, 14.
I think it was actually 15, 13, 12, but you're not far off, mate. It was just by fluke. We're only 2 heart friends, so there was no right for it to go lucky. So it did. So that was good. I maxed out the birthday shundo from last year. Shout out to Andrew Furby. I maxed my second hundo out as well. So I've got my 2 hundos, 1 hundo, 1 shundo maxed out. I only had a stage 2 Latios. I didn't have a stage 3 mega. So I didn't get the level of Camdi XL that you guys enjoyed. But I think I came out of about 600. And I was perplexed by the weather. It was sunny and dry for all 3 hours. Yeah, I managed to have bright weather for 1 hour, windy weather for the 2nd hour, and rainy weather for the 3rd hour. And it just stayed hot and dry for the whole 3 hours.
Welcome to Pokemon Go.
The weather is taken from a weather service server that you use. So it's not actually the game. It's actually taken from some sort of weather service that ties in with the game.
Well, then they're inaccurate.
They're inaccurate then. But when we had the windy boost for an hour, that was very, very welcome, to be fair. And actually, I've got a motivation now. I've played a couple events now in person, and I'm enjoying it again. 18 shiners I came up with, so I finished bottom, but I was happy with that.
More like it's more than you need, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Mate, damn right. You haven't finished bottom, because with my 20 odd, I'll be transferring 20 of them, so it'll probably be me that's at the bottom, mate. Don't
so worry we'll ask the that. Same question next week. How many shiny Axie do you currently have?
Yeah.
None. Yeah.
0. Yeah, I had a smashing day as well. It was a very, very fun event, as we thought it would be. Pseudo-legendary dragon type. Going to be a good community day. Had a great crowd out, including Newcombs popped up from Brighton, smattering of other people for quite a sweaty, hot community day. Although it was a weird rainy weather sandwich. We had windy boost, rainy boost, windy boost. You look up at the sky and go, it's 31 degrees Celsius and completely clear. What? Where
right,
on earth?
Used of the term sandwich as well.
Yes, indeed. The rain was the meat. But what it is it takes the weather is taken in a certain area radius from where you are. And it's like, there's no thunderstorms anywhere around me. So that was very weird. But run a tier 3 mega, got near enough 2K XL with that boost, which was fantastic. Plus the boost from the beach week. That's why I think it was so nuts.
Yeah,
it stacked up, which was lovely to see as a bonus. The 5 special trades you're allowed to do, that was rather good. Just randomly swap in some shinies, see how it goes. What did I get? I got 37 shinies, which I would agree with Coops, actually, yes. Is that if you look at the Community Day stats, I'm not catching any less or checking any less, but definitely the shiny rates have come down. Because Neubat and Chespin, I was north of 60, so they've definitely adjusted some kind of rate with it.
They weren't the six-hour com days, were they?
No, that's the thing is you get in 50, 60 in a three-hour Community Day window. You might say you don't need all of them, but we always say it for other aspects of the game is we are not the median, as
no,
it were.
We're not.
We
that's
play...
True.
Pretty hardcore. We play in very good areas, and I know that for a fact there are people who play in a lot worse areas who need that increase in shiny boost to even hope to get three done. So I think at the where it is now is kind of good, because if you live in a city and play hardcore, you'll get a lot, but you won't get like crazy amount. Like I know I was getting at some point, you're getting like 60, 70 shinies if you've played super hardcore.
Yeah.
37, 40 I think is okay, because you can keep some for trades and swap them, which is great. But I did get something that's rarer than Mark Shundo.
You did?
I got the 0% shiny.
Shundo.
Is it maxed?
It's maxed to level 50.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Are you being serious? You maxed it to level 50?
I maxed it to level 50.
No,
yeah. It had
not.
To be
What's
done.
The CP on that, mate? I'm curious.
It was 3553, I think, is
wow.
where it sits.
Wow.
But I looked and I was like, it's a black shiny Haxorus. It wasn't a level one, like the Shundo Charmander I got back in 2020. So both my shiny zeros are black shinies, which is quite funky. One's level one, one's level 50. But yeah, looking forward to Gumi. June 2024, bring it on.
I'm going to laugh if it's not, honestly.
At some point, they'll break the cycle, but let's hope they don't.
Yeah, let's hope they don't.
Fingers
but I will
crossed.
Just say to our tweet saying sort of have a good com day, we did get James Moiser, I think it is. Yeah, James Moiser. He said he got a hundo, but it's a shame it didn't sparkle. We also got Julia Glass, did get the Shundo on her account. She got the Shunderous is what she's named it.
Like that.
Which is quite cool. And then, yeah, some donut called Masterful27's tagged us. So, I don't know who that is, so I'm not even going to...
What was it he tweeted? I'm just curious. Was it amazing?
No, it was dead.
Was it a photo of a cow?
could have been.
But with one Community Day done, we're going to move on to talk about the next one, Com Day Classic, in...
It is. It's the news.
Probably the worst kept secret, what was going to be the next Community Day Classic. We saw it coming a mile off, and it has been confirmed that Squirtle will be getting its Community Day Classic. It's basically a carbon copy of the original Squirtle Community Day. So Squirtle will be the featured Pokemon. It will be a 2 till 5pm Community Day on Sunday. Yes, that's right, guys. Apologies. Sunday,
Yay.
July 9th. The featured attack will be Blastoise that knows... Was it Coop's Frenzy Plant?
No, I think Blast Burn.
Blast Burn.
Yeah. Or just say Psychic Fangs.
So if you need that, yeah, Hydro Cannon on your Blastoise. But there will be, again, carbon copy of the original Community Day. There will be the Squirtle Squad Squirtle wearing those aviator sunglasses that will be available from Field Research now.
Nice.
Let's see whether they fixed the problem they had last time that everybody got the same shiny from the same Pokestop, or whether it will be completely random. I'm hoping that every stop is an encounter and not just random ones, because I struggled to find them for Axew, the encounter ones. There wasn't.
Yeah, there weren't
about.
Very many.
There weren't many.
That's a good point.
There will be a couple of things that will be different from the original Community Day, but Community Day Special Research will be available for one book US or equivalent, and this one will be called, very ingenious title, are you ready for it? Squirtle Community Day Classic.
That's imaginative.
Yeah. Very clever how they've worked that. Really cool. Really good.
So event bonuses will be Milo's favourite bonus, 1/4 egg hatch distance.
Oh, brilliant.
When eggs are placed in incubators during the event. Incense and lore modules will last for 3 hours. And there will be snapshots as well, which will give us encounters with that little Squirtle turtle. But, guys, shall we break some news that will make Community Day Classic maybe a little better?
Is it
well,
some
for us,
good news?
For us at any
rate. Yeah. Good news.
They come with sunglasses as well. Because you know that I literally love collecting costume Pokemon. Niantic knew that I would love this.
Before we move on, though, boys, even greater news.
Is it
what?
I don't know. It's definitely possible. We will confirm more details, but the four of us will be playing Squirtle Community Day Classic down in Portsmouth.
The amount of people that have asked us to do something on the South Coast.
Yes.
This is probably one of the few times where we all will be there together.
Yes.
All four of us.
Very rare occurrence. The quartet will actually be on the South Coast. So Portsmouth, July the 9th, 2 to 5pm. We'll have more details out soonish as of meetups, etc., things like that. But just so you know, if you're somewhere on the South Coast, come and join us for the day or for the aviator hunt, as I'm going to do, really. It's a quest grind.
Of course you are.
And we actually have to say thanks to the University of Portsmouth for basically sponsoring us and bringing us down as part of a project. Yeah,
they made it happen. They reached out to us, and I think we're all looking forward to it. It's going to be an epic weekend.
Yeah, really, really cannot wait for it. Playing Community Day in a different place, somewhere I've not actually played Pokemon Go, so it'll all be new stops. And the four of us together won't have had that since Litwick last October.
Big news.
It's going to be really fun. For us all to be together for an event is great in itself. But the fact that we've been invited to go to an area that, I mean, I've played in Portsmouth only a couple of times, and that was a long time ago. A lovely place, loads of history, loads of things we're going to see when we're down there. But I do agree. I think we are genuinely very excited about it. Thank you so much for making this happen. And we all cannot wait to be down there, and it unlocks a part of the UK where we can meet some of our amazing listeners, hopefully, that want to come along and join us. I think we've got a challenge already for the day, Milo, without preempting it.
we may have something in the works. We may have something planned.
That might be something team-themed.
Mm-hmm.
But we have some more news, literally as we pushed record tonight. So, trainers, the Solstice Horizons event will have started a couple of days ago when you're listening to this, Friday, June the 16th. It started at 10 a.m. and it will run through till Sunday, June 25th. So you've got the rest of this week to actually play the event. 8 p.m. local time it will finish. There's a release of a new shiny in the form of Fomantis.
Nice.
If you're playing the game during the day, remember this is a Solstice event, you will be able to encounter Ladybar,
Murkrow,
Solrock,
Drifloon,
Purloin,
Cottonee,
and all of those can be shiny, including this next one, which is the latest shiny to Pokemon Go. It's going to be Fomantis.
That's a good shiny.
That is a nice looking shiny.
Very good shiny.
I guess it's a good shiny. I've not seen it yet, so I'm going by what you boys have said.
But come on, Marky, tell us what can't be shiny.
You know, they can't be shiny, but they are probably some of the best Pokemon in the game right now. The first one that can't be shiny is Swaddle.
Next up is Petilil.
And some trainers might even encounter the following: Hisuian Sneasel.
Have you noticed how they don't say "if you're very lucky" anymore? They've changed it.
Yeah, if you're lucky.
They don't say that anymore.
No, I think they've finally cottoned onto the fact. You're not that lucky.
They've cottoned onto the fact, was that, did you say?
Yes.
And the following Pokemon will appear more frequently in the wild at night. So these are going to be the night encounters you can get. Ones that can be shiny are Oddish,
Spinarak,
Misdreavus,
Lunatone,
Venipede,
Fungus,
and once again Fomantis. They're the shinies, but there's one more shiny, isn't there, Milo?
There is. In the some trainers might even encounter the following.
Come on, Milo.
It is the Johto normal Sneasel that thankfully does have shiny potential.
And of course, ones that can't be shiny are going to be Stunky and Phantom as well.
There will be some special research during this event. And our very own Pogomile UK went on a little BF the other week about the fact that he had not had a Cosmog for 10 months. Well, Milo, good news.
Oh, what?
You're going to get another Cosmog, mate.
Yay! At last.
God.
The Scary Skies is a new special research starring Cosmog, and that will be available to trainers level 5 and up at no cost. Level 5, you'll be okay, Coops. Level 5, you just need to log into the game between the 16th of June at 10 a.m. and the 25th of June at 8 p.m. local time to get it. But if you want to pay $5, there will be some more special research that will give you another Cosmog. Cosmog Overload.
Fantastic. They're like buses.
Milo, you can't moan anymore now. Once you've got your free Cosmogs, you can't moan anymore.
You wait 10 months and then two turn up at once.
They're like buses, mate.
And if you're really hankering after some fantastic deals, then make sure you visit their new web store for an exclusive Solstice box. They're really pushing that web store, which we covered a couple of weeks ago.
Because they don't have to pay commissions.
Exactly. Oh, they save all the money, didn't they? I would be plugging it as well.
Get an exclusive early access to a discounted Solstice box 2 days before it hits the in-game shop, and you get 3 remote raid passes, 9 super incubators, and 9 golden raspberries.
You'd buy it just for the golden razz, wouldn't you?
It could be hyper potions.
It could be ultra balls, yeah.
Event bonuses for this event. There will be 2x Stardust, so decent bonus for catching mons. Lunatone and Solrock will both appear in the wild during the event, regardless of location. So
nice.
They've swapped areas historically. Yeah. They're both going to be in the wild during this event. But Mark, you're back. We've got some news. There's some one-star raids to cover, isn't there?
Yeah. You know, with new events and excitement and anticipation, there's always the fear when they talk about the one-star raids. Well, fear not, because I think they've actually nailed this out of the park. I'm going to say it.
I've just seen what they are.
So remember this, everybody. Remember, some traders might either encounter the following. Not just Sneasel that can be shiny. We've got Hisuian Sneasel that can't be shiny. Even if you can get it discounted through the web store, do not waste
that Solstice box.
Your money.
Can they not even use their free pass on them?
No, let's keep it simple. No, don't raid them. But Rotruff, I like the fact that's always been locked in one-star raids, you know. And also, if you're on the grind for them, I'm sure there'll be people out there that content say will be raiding one-star for mantises.
That was a dig at you, Milo.
I don't think I can bring myself to do that.
It is full odds. Yes, it is full odds. There you go. They are your one-star raids.
If you think that one-star raids are bad, hold your horses, because the three-star raids are even worse. Now, I'm going to start off by saying none of these can be shiny, and these are really bad. But in three-star raids, let me quickly skip over this. You can get Noctowl, you can get Espeon, you can get Umbreon, you can get Staraptor, but you can also... save your premium and remote passes.
You can also not do a three-star.
Yeah, you can also save your passes, so please don't.
Something that you might actually want to put your passes into is what's going to be in the five-star raid is a brand new shiny Ultra Beast in Nihiligo. We talked about it. Put your passes in that. Come on.
Agreed. It's, again, nice shiny.
Yeah, very good shiny. And it's my Mega Bay. It's Mega Sceptile in the Mega Raids. Fantastic.
So we all like a good field research encounter. Well, fear not, Fomantis will be available through field research task encounters during the Solstice Horizons event. Among other rewards, you might be able to get one of these, but it won't be the only reward, so unfortunately every task won't be Fomantis.
And of course, to end off this event, one of my favourite things alongside stickers, which they've not actually mentioned, which is quite upsetting. There's going to be a collection challenge, completely event themed collection challenge to receive Stardust and encounters with Fomantis again. So I hope that all of you guys listening do manage to get your shiny throughout this event. Yeah, boys, it seems like quite a good event, to be fair. Obviously, I know Milo's loving that he's got all Cosmogs now. He's got Cosmogs to last him the whole year.
He's got 3, so I think he'll still be wanting more, no Milo.
He'll need one
for each evolution.
Yes, and finally evolve one of them.
But it does look like a good event. Solstice events historically have generally been fairly good, and I've got high hopes for this one. I know we've had our hopes dashed in the past, but I think this could be a genuinely good event. But please don't raid 1 and 3 stars. I agree with Mark and Coop.
Yeah. One thing to notice, actually, is it's 2x dust boost, but there's actually Fungus spawning in the nighttime cycle, which is a boosted Dustmon anyway. So that's like a little extra perk for anybody who cares.
Thanks, Trainer Club. That's good to know.
Yeah. There you go.
But boys, for the 9th time tonight, more good news.
What?
Team Go Rocket is back from Wednesday, June 21st at 12 a.m. to Sunday, June 25th at 11:59 p.m. And Marky, you've been absolutely buzzing for this moment to happen.
We've got Shadow Regirock, the best one of the bunch, in my opinion. Yeah.
It's happened.
It's happened. And you may have a rocky road ahead of you on your quest to victory as you face off against
Ice Cream.
Ooh. Ice Cream.
I'd go for some rocky road right now.
It is going to be a new special research story, which will give us for a long time, it feels like, an encounter with Giovanni. I think, when was the last time we saw Giovanni on one of these? I think all our badges have been stuck on.
We see him every weekend, don't we, stood outside the raids before.
Do you? With the Shadow Ones?
A bit more often now, yeah.
Do they go against your Giovanni totals, do they? Every time you beat
No.
I don't think so, no.
But he's
no.
There at that's the gym. What I meant. Oh, he's sorry. The gym. So anyway, there'll be a new special research story will be available at the beginning of this. Coops.
Have you just picked up a Hondo Sunken?
Right, welcome into Croydon.
I have.
Welcome into Croydon. Let's go.
Yeah, just got a Hondo Sunken. Thank you.
Congratulations.
I'll tag us.
It might have been a little while since we've last done one, but we know the format of these. And at the end of it, you'll get an encounter with Shadow Regirock. The event bonuses, Ian's absolutely right. They've never really gone, have they? But Team Go Rock will appear more frequently at post-stop sounding balloons. But you can use a charge TM to help a shadow Pokemon forget the charge attack frustration.
Which everyone was shouting out for after the Mewtwo weekend.
Yes.
That they were. So, Mr. Coops, do you want to talk to us about the shadow Pokemon that are available?
No, I don't. But I know Pogo Milo UK does.
Well, do we want to talk about the four that are before the one that's actually important?
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah,
let's do it.
Skim over them.
Sierra Cliff and Arlo are going to have a new wave of Shadow Shinies. We know that. They're also going to say you may even encounter different Shadow Shiny Pokemon from the Grunts, which is cool. So we'll have to see what's going to happen there, I believe. But there's new Shadow Pokemon coming in. Four of them I don't really care for. Shadow Alolan Geodude, Shadow Ladybug, Shadow Hitmontop, Shadow Glameow. But boys, for the 600,000th time tonight... Good news.
What?
Shadow Gibble is coming to the game.
It's about time. Yeah, it is about
It's going to be rare. It's going to be so difficult to find, but if you can get a good one
that grunt will be impossible to find. There'll be like one in
a billion.
Yeah.
Do you think that will be a raw? How did that sound? Do you think that will...
It could be dragon. I suspect it's dragon.
Dragon, okay.
Dragon's been locked behind leaders. This is the first new shadow dragon type, I think, in a very long time to go to the grunts. So good luck.
Imagine getting a Hundo Shadow Gibble. Oh my God.
Game breaking.
Well, actually, I said last week, Coops, that I eye roll whenever I see a Gibble.
Yeah.
I will actually do the Shadow Grunt to get the Gibble as a Shadow.
Just hope you don't get the Shadow Alolan Exeggutor in slot number two.
All good news here. Yeah.
Don't want that. Depends. Let's see how difficult it is to find.
So speaking of good news, Mark, what... There's going to be eggs, as we're used to with these teams.
Don't wind us up. Good news.
So, good news. Well,
what?
The eggs haven't really changed all that much. You can still get the same rubbish that you would normally get out of these. However, we've got a new shiny in that pool. And it's the one that you probably hatch very, very frequently, but you're not going to when this event launches.
No.
That's true.
Of course, Pancham is the one that you get nearly every other hatch, and from the beginning of this Team Go Rocket takeover, it's going to be rare because that's the new shiny. Are you going to hatch eggs with a pool of, what's that, 14, 15 Pokemon? And you might get the Pancham.
I'll have to give the 12-kilometer eggs a go, but I can't wait to be hatching like 10 Scraggy out of 12 eggs.
It's when Milo puts the YouTube video out, the true JT Valisar. I hatched 500 eggs and this is what I got.
Yeah.
I'm going to end up with like a billion Candy XL for Scraggy or something. That's what's going to happen.
All banter aside, though, listen, the Shadow Regirock, like, it's got to happen, right? We've had Reggie still.
Yeah, it's a cycle through.
Yeah, it's a cycle. It's natural. But yeah, I've got to say, the events look quite good, to be fair. I like the prospect of more Shadow Pokemon. It sort of ranges up the grunts a little bit because, you know, it was getting a little bit mundane, wasn't it, at one point with the same 6, 7
I actually have avoided doing grunts for so long. But I would say 4 out of those 5 are rubbish and I'll ignore them. But if I do come across any Gibble, definitely.
To be honest, though, mate, and I'm not being negative, a bit like what you're saying about the eggs and Pancham, I reckon you could grind the whole event and not see one Gibble rocket.
They're going to be rare, we know that.
Very likely. Yeah. Very, very likely.
We'll wait till they come in 1-star Shadow Raids.
Ian, do you know what I'm going to do, boys? Yeah, if you always don't find the one that you want, I'm going to put a lot of effort into trying to find the one. So I'm going to play the game. I really want that Shadow Alone Geodude. Hope I find it everywhere. And if I keep getting loads of gibbles, I'll be like, oh, damn you.
You're going reverse psychology.
Damn, I did reverse psychology. Yeah, reverse psychology.
But before I hand the show back to Coops, there's one final bit of news, which I'm actually really not going to cover because it's already happened. This past week, Summer Game Fest has taken place in LA. But the good bit of news in here is that two new features were showcased for this event in LA. So we definitely know they're coming. We talked about these possibly coming into the game a while ago. Pokestop showcases are going to be coming into game shortly, as well as the Route Ahead, the Route Maker feature. So there's still no launch dates for them, but they are both launching very, very soon.
Great.
Well, Ian, I know you said you're going to pass the show back to me, but unfortunately, it's now time for all of us to grab a beer because it's time for a cheeky.
Boys, it's good to have you back in the pub.
It's been so long since we've done a pub quiz.
Very overdue. Good to be back.
Well, we've got a random one tonight. It's going to be a little cheeky 5-question round. We do have a tiebreak at the end, which doesn't involve dire meters. Just to
or, windows.
Or windows. Or windows. I am going to mix it up each question, so we'll just keep it mixed up, and I think it's only fair. So, question number one. What was the most sold flavour of Walker's Crisps in 22? Was it A, ready salted? Was it B, cheese and onion? Or was it C, salt and vinegar? Milo, you go first on this question.
Very random question. Love it. I will just pick A, because it's just the sort of more generic one, isn't it? Ready salted.
Monsieur Waterfall.
I'm finding this one tough because I do personally like all three flavours. I want to say cheese and onion, but something is shouting out to me that it's salt and vinegar. I'm going to go C. I genuinely think it might be cheese and onion, but I'm going to go salt and vinegar because I seem to remember something about that.
So Ian's gone for C. And Mr. Coops?
Because I'm a basic biatch, I would pick ready salted because that's my flavour. But I am like Ian, I'm going to go salt and vinegar, please. I think that was C.
Question number two. What does Hakuna Matata mean? It's saying Hakuna Matata. Is it A, no worries? Is it B, be worried? Or is it C, I give up? Coops, I'm going to go first. You're going to go first on this one.
No, you can't ask the musical theatre bloke first. I'll go last.
I can choose who I want to ask first. It's my quiz. So okay, you well, the, go with, first.
The answer's literally in the song. Hakuna Matata. It means no worries. Yeah. No worries. It's in the song.
Yeah.
Cool. So, yeah. Ian, is that an A for you as well?
It does mean no worries for the rest of your life. Yeah.
And yeah. Milo, who loves musical theatre as well, and A for you. Good stuff.
And karaoke. Brilliant.
As Coop said, it's literally in the lyrics of the song.
Yeah. But I didn't know that. It's I would go.
Everybody knew The Lion King. Wow.
I've not watched The Lion King, Ian. I've not watched The Lion King.
Have you not?
No. I haven't got time for all that stuff.
It was that about 25, 30 years ago.
I might have to start with The Jungle Book.
Neither do I. It's just to hear it, other people saying it.
Is that what they do in Ealing, do they, Milo? Do people
randomly chanting it, you know?
The Lion King. But anyway, number three. How many valves does the heart have? That is the human heart.
Ooh.
Is it A4? Is it B5? Or is it C6? Ian, you can go first on this one, my friend.
Well, I'm definitely not a medical professional, and I've got no idea.
So don't come to us for first aid on Classic Comedy.
No, you can come to me for first aid. I just can't operate on you. I can do heart compressions. I can do CPR.
Yeah, true.
Don't know the inner workings of the human heart. I haven't got a clue. I'm just going to go 4.
Coops, you can go second this time around.
Yeah, so I remember when I was younger, this was like a bit of a trick question. It's weird because I think it's got like 4 entrances. No, sorry, like basically 4 places where it comes in and out. But then the answer's like either 5 or 6. And I was like, oh, and I remember being like, oh, why is that? That's weird. If you've got like top left, top right, bottom left, bottom right, what for? Why is it's either, I've got a feeling it's either 5 or 6. I'm leaning towards 6, but I'm going to go 5. I think it's 5.
No, I think you're right. It's 4. I think it's their ventricles is what they're called.
Denticles.
No, not
denticles.
Not denticles.
Or denticles.
Tequila man.
Ventricles, I think they're called. I'm going to go for 4. I think it's 4 ventricles, 4 valves.
Question number 4. What month was Prince George born? Ooh. We all monarchists here. We all love a bit of the royal family. The answers are, all the options are A, March, B, May, we'll see July. Milo, you can go first on this one.
Okie dokie. Got no clue at all, so I'll go for C.
C, July. But Milo can tell you what the community days were and all three of those months.
Absolutely. You can tell I got my priorities right.
Mark. Ian, you're next, mate.
Well, once again, I haven't got a clue. I don't tend to keep track of royal birthdays, so I'm just going to go July as well, actually.
Yeah, sorry to disappoint, Marky. I've got absolutely no idea. I'll just go A. I'll go the earliest month. I've got absolutely, which is actually quite bad. I've got no idea.
It's not important. He's only going to be our king in a couple of couple of rolls of the dice. But anyway, let's hope when he does his... When he looks at all these people in his country that he doesn't...
he doesn't listen to this episode.
Listen to this episode of the podcast and go, they're all going. Question five and the final one in the normal round of questions. To a single decimal point, how many kilometres... It's kilometres, Coops, don't worry. How many kilometres are there in a mile? To a single decimal point. And the answers or options are A, 1.5, B, 1.6... or C, 1.7.
I'm fully not metric. I'm going to go 1.5.
Coops, you can go second.
I'm going to go 1.7 because it just feels random. And like, yeah, I feel like you're trying to trick us, 1.7.
Milo.
I'll go in the middle and pick 1.6 because it's something to do with 5/8.
Yeah, I think it might be, yeah.
5/8 of a mile equals a kilometre.
We'll find out in a minute, Carol Vorderman. All right. Okie doke.
Carol, that's a new name.
Here we go. Question one. What was the most sold flavour of Walker's crisps in 22? It was cheese and onion, which was B.
Oh, all go wrong.
No way.
Wow.
Question two. What does Hakuna Matata mean? It is no worries. A. So everybody gets a point there. Yeah. So
that'll probably be my only point tonight.
So after two rounds, you're all in it. How does that sound? That's quite exciting.
That's amazing. It's
all in it.
Nail-biting tie.
So question three. How many valves does the heart have? Coops, do you know what? I love it when you explain your thoughts on this.
I'm wrong, aren't I?
Yes, you are. It is A, 4.
Damn.
Do you love it? You go.
See, Ian, you can perform heart surgery.
I downplayed it. I'm a CPR instructor.
Question four. What month was Prince George born? Do you know what, Milo and Ian, you guys have fluked yourself to stay on this planet if he's ruling the country when we're still alive, that is.
Was
July.
No!
Milo, we're going to get a knighthood.
No.
For services to media.
Services to media.
Fantastic.
So for those listening, that means that Milo and Ian are both in it to win it with 3 out of 4. Coops, yeah. Thanks for turning up.
Maybe Coops' heart does have 5 valves. He might be slightly, like, abnormal.
Like the Grinch.
Ginger Grinch.
Ginger Grinch.
Was the Grinch ginger? It was green, wasn't it? Yeah, it was green.
Ginger Grinch.
Oh, dear God. Right, question five. To a single decimal point, how many kilometres in a mile? You all put a different answer, which means...
Means either me or Whitfield's right. Going to win, aren't we?
Ooh.
Oh. The answer is B, 1.6.
Oh, Milo. My God.
GG's, man.
I think that's actually my first ever pub quiz win.
GG's, bro.
Out of all the times we've done it.
Actually.
I think it's actually the first time we've won.
So, Coops, yeah. Ian, 3. And Milo, 4.
I'll take that ratio. Oh, God. Thank you.
Milo, I've actually got a surprise for you. Because you won the pub quiz for the first ever time, I've actually got a gift for you.
Cheeky little gift.
Are you ready for this? This is a big gift for you, bro.
You flatter yourself, sir.
Pokemon UK, your prize is you get to host any segment of the show which you like.
Oh my God, really? The pressure.
What one are you picking?
I'm definitely not looking at the show notes right now. Well, boys, some say that Niantic interns have finally learnt the difference between condensation and compensation. And they still think that berries have Pokecoin value. All we know is it's time to
ask the intern.
2 weeks in a row, this section, dude.
And actually, it was back in like, it was 4 weeks, 5 weeks ago as well. So they're cropping back up. But the reason we're bringing this back is on the back of the shiny ray issue, which was alluded to very roughly and then turned out true on the Lake Trio. Originally, what happened, boys, as I'm sure we sort of discussed actually before we recorded one of the shows a couple of weeks ago.
It was last week.
Was it last week?
Last week we talked about it.
It was hypothesized that the shiny ray was not a 1 in 20 as it usually should be for the Lake Trio. And then through some data collection and everything, and then it was finally announced that Niantic support tweeted out saying it was basically accurate. The shiny rate was, I think, a 1 in 125.
Oh my God.
But they never actually said what the actual rate was, did they? But the,
no,
the,
that wasn't what they said.
And I think that's the first time they've actually ever announced that the remote raid shiny rates were different.
Indeed. So actually what they said is, trainers, if you were affected by the technical issue involving Uxie, Mesprit and Azelf in remote raids, the remote passes that you use during the issue plus one extra should now have been returned to your Pokemon Go account. Thank you for your patience. That
and it
was
did,
the
I
resolving
think I
thing.
Got about five or six passes back.
I saw people with 15, 20 remote passes in their bags. So very good of them to acknowledge there was an issue and refund people. And what it led to actually on the back of it was then they did the 6-hour raid day essentially for the Lake Trio,
which is smack bang in the middle of Articuno weekend. I know we've got that for the next two weekends, but
it was a very, very, very weird day. There were just Mesprit raids everywhere,
and they were just constantly spawning. I mean, that is what a raid weekend should be.
If only they did it for Shadow Mewtwo, what a shame! But yes, it was basically 6 hours of constantly rotating 1 hour Lake Trio raids wherever you were, which some people were saying this is like overcompensation in a way. They've gone a step too far.
Can't win, can they? They can't win.
They can't win.
During that day, I did get through remote raiding a shiny Mesprit and a shiny Azelf, but didn't get sent any Uxie raids, unfortunately. So I didn't get my APAC shiny. I'd already got them from previous events, but it would have been nice to get all three in one day.
I've not got either of them in, to be fair. I've only got Shiny Uxie first time they came around, but yeah, I've not had the other two. Not fair play.
Lots of people are getting them very quickly on these raid days.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely compensated right, and this on the back of some other bits and pieces with the Mewtwo Rare XL that we talked about last week. They're definitely sort of acting rather than just saying, we apologize for the inconvenience. But something else, we talked about special trades on Axew Community Day. There was a glitch where if you traded Pokemon that were evolved in 2023, I think it was, it counted as a special trade when it shouldn't. So on the back of that, on Axew Community Day, they added two extra special trades on top of the three you were going to get anyway with the seasonal boost.
That's right, so it was totaling at five, wasn't it?
Indeed, total of five special trades. In a way, I think like that's good. It shows that like we recognise there's a major issue and we're dealing with it and giving you guys a lot.
And they've been quick to jump on the feedback for these problems in the last couple of weeks. They have been super on it.
Definitely. It's been a definite step up in the old intern area.
Yeah, the compensation is nuts. It actually means something. So I know what you mean, Ian, about it's a little bit too much. It's a little bit like, I mean, a little bit cringe. It's a bit like, oh, calm down a bit. But think about all the times we've deserved compensation or got nothing. So I'll take it a bit over, you know? I mean, I won't be doing any of those trades.
It's not going to make me do special trades.
No, no.
But it is nice to see Niantic actually communicating and 100%. Stepping up the game a little bit. Whether they're going over the top, I don't know, but we're certainly not going to turn down all of these things that they're giving us as apologies.
100%.
Boys, do you mind if we go into my favourite section?
Shines of the week!
So I've got one here from Indicom. Okay, now this one actually isn't shinies, but I do want to share this. So starting the day off with two hatched hundos, and I hatched these whilst listening to episode 122 of the Incense podcast. Hashtag hundo, hashtag bagon, hashtag Voltorb, hashtag Pokemon Go, hashtag shinies of the week. And they have tagged us in their hatched hundos. And like the hashtags, hatched a hundo bagon and a hundo Hisuian Voltorb. So I thought that's pretty epic.
Oh, sweet.
And even though it's shinies of the week, we do shout out the hundos as well.
Good stuff.
I'm going to go with this one. I think it's a new messenger to the podcast. Morgana Brown, at Morgana L.A. Brown with an E, reminded me when at Insights Podcast came up on my Spotify that hashtag shinies of the week is a thing. So here is my contribution. Shiny, Shadow, Articuno. You know, two stars, but lit. I want one. GG's.
Very nice. Bog. Good stuff.
Middle finger stats as well, guys. You'll appreciate it.
That's quality.
Yeah.
Now, this is quite funny considering his name popped up very recently in the pub quiz. Denticles. Listen to the latest episode of At Incense Podcast on the drive home and was pleased to see what the Go Plus picked up just as JT Valor wanted to clarify the spelling of hashtag shinies of the week in a multitude of ways. And it was a shiny Bunnelby was picked up. But also, I guess it's hashtag Nundos of the week. Hashtag clarify the binary. There we go, Ian.
What have you done that?
A Nundo Whelmer.
Nice.
Nice trophies. Fabulous
that
stuff.
Is. Thanos.
We won't clarify the binary because we'll be here until the middle of next year.
Yeah.
If you want us to clarify the binary, just listen to the beginning of the show.
Got one for Kiwi Steve 007. Shiny whilst cooking dinner and finishing up an Incense podcast episode. Love it when people on the other side of the world listen to our podcast. Hashtag Pokemon Go, hashtag Shines of the Week. It was the Shiny Krabby.
He's
been spoken about quite a bit tonight. Yeah, very, very nice.
Sorry, Mark, is behind your head, can you just turn around a sec? Mate, be careful of that swinging.
So we went to the poll this time around and we said the boys have shared how many pillows they sleep with at night. How many do you sleep with? So we'll do these in reverse order. But before we do that, let's look at some of the comments. We had a hat trick of comments looking at this. Mac Floofy has said, who sleeps with no pillows? What do you do with your neck? That was one of the options, by the way, was zero.
Actually, Edgar in the chat said he sleeps with zero pillows.
Mm. Lucy Davis has put two pillows as it's just super comfy. And then Maston, oh, let's see what Maston's put. Here we go. Depends on the quality, really. Usually two, unless you're at a travel lodge, Premier Inn, then it's like four. Yeah.
Other hotels are available.
We have 53 votes, and despite me putting do not retweet with an angry face underneath it, eight of you did retweet it, so yes. Fair play to you. In fourth place with none was 6% of the vote. So 6% of the people don't sleep with a pillow.
Psychopaths.
In third place with three or more, yeah, that is all more, Coops. So your good lady might have voted here. With three or more,
she definitely
17%.
Oh, where's the whip sound effect when I need it?
In second place with 23% was one pillow.
Interesting.
And the majority are two pillow people with 55% of the
trouble
votes.
Is two pillows, your neck's in the wrong position.
Agreed.
Yeah, you're not breathing.
For 45% of people, that might be the case. But some of them want more than two, Ian. What's that all about?
They're just savages.
Savages.
Here's some advice if you're getting more than three pillows. Get a chair and sleep in it. You're sitting bolt upright.
That's quite funny for you, Milo. But Marky Boy, thank you very much. Thank you very much, buddy. You can put your poll back for another week. That's going to be the end of another episode of Incense Podcast. Thank you all so much for tuning in. We are very, very, very grateful for everyone that does give us the time of day because downloads are up and we're very happy, aren't we, boys? We're doing well at the moment.
We are. GoCast sent a lot of people
over.
Yeah,
thank
yeah.
You, Chris and Kyle.
They did. And obviously, they're staying, so they obviously quite like us taking the out of each other. And speaking of thank yous, a massive thank you to all of our Patreon members. We are eternally grateful for all of you, especially our gold tier, and that is going to be Hermes Ninja, JB, Clifford Mert, Darby Russ, Kerry and Zachary, Connolly, ML Falk 2022, Apex underscore 171, Professor 58, K Technigal, Mufti, and Barside 2. We say it every week, but thank you guys so much. Your pledges do really make the podcast sound like this because the boys put a lot of effort into this. So yeah, we will all be back next week for another episode with me and the boys. And I think, boys, we're all here. Everyone's here next week, right? All four of us.
I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
Let me just check my calendar. Hold on. It's all good, boys. I'm here next week. So yeah, if you do love us, make sure you do give us a 5-star rating or even a good review on any of the podcast platforms that are available to you. We're on every single one of them. And of course, if you do use Spotify, we're on 255 ratings. So I'd love to get to 300, which would be amazing. And of course, we do have a link tree as well, Incense Podcast. On there, you've got all of our social medias, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. We've also got our merchandise on there as well. We've got a campfire. We've got a telephone number to send in WhatsApp messages. It is all going. And Ian, you're going to give us the number right now? I should know this off by heart.
Yes, so the sequence that you need to enter into your telecommunications device to send us a voice message, please don't phone us, as a few people have done this last week. We will not answer. We really need you to push that microphone button, record a voice message on WhatsApp, and then send it to us. So save this number into your phone. That's the easiest way. The number is +44 75 92 69 5696.
And you lot know how much I love a voice note. So please send in your voice notes, your voice messages to us. And of course, if you do that and give us 5-star review and rating, I will sleep very well at night, even in this weather.
Boys, good news.
What?
Well, Coots might have got a hundo of it earlier, but next week's Spotlight Hour, Sunken.
Oh, that was
two times
quite
candy
timely,
for
Coops.
Transferring. So get transferring next week.
On that note, I might have to tag us in hashtag shinies of the week. I'm not going to do that. Right, on that bombshell, see you lot later. Bye.